Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley. And in case you missed the first part of the show, don't worry. You can always access it on our podcast at KXORadio.com. And we'll have this show and many other shows, previous shows, on our podcast. So scroll down and just on the website, and you can look at different kind of topics we've covered.
Don't worry, we have a TARDIS parked outside of KXL Studios that you can use to travel back in time and listen to the show in its entirety or something. Hey, welcome back. This is your Wellness Radio station, and we also have an email address. So if you want to like holler at us by email, it's wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us.
Yeah. I know, we have an email. We don't have Twitter. We don't have Instagram. We don't even have Facebook.
We have a large antenna on top of the radio station that's yelling at you right now.
Yes, that's true.
But no Wi-Fi. Welcome back. You know, the topic today was the name of an essay that did, in fact, go viral and is really fascinating because, we just had a whole generation of people go through kind of, and you know, David, we're joined by David Rather, who's the person who wrote the essay, What's It Like to Fail? David, did you have any sense that you were, like, representing your generation? I mean, as this cycle of election has gone on, I think we've learned now that a whole section of the country's got a whole bunch of late 50-year-old men running around who had lost their careers, who were in places where they couldn't get or weren't ready for new careers, and have gone through versions of what you went through without the nice weather of Los Angeles.
You know, there was a study I was reading about by two Princeton economists on life expectancies. I'm sure you've probably heard about this, that all life expectancies are increasing in the U.S., except for in one category where death rates have been spiking and life expectancies have been dropping, and that's been among late middle age white males, and the causes of death are associated with this are like alcoholism or poor diet, things related to causes that indicate troubled lives. And, when I was going through this and when I was writing it, I did not view myself in any way as emblematic of, who I am and my generation or anything like that. But because when you're struggling, as people who struggle know, you're not thinking about, well, this is sort of, I'm sort of a symbolic of something. You know, one of the things that happened to me when I was homeless is, and when you're really impoverished, is your horizon dramatically shrinks. When I was working and in television and before that in publishing, you're always thinking, oh, I'm going to do this for my career and I got to do that for my career and I got to do this. I got to save this for my kids to go to college. You're always planning, months and years in advance and thinking about your life in decades. What's going to happen to you in the next decade?
Well, and scanning the globe and staying abreast of the world. Because that's where your ideas are coming from as a writer, and you're much more kind of large scope engaged.
Exactly. And what happens when you are completely desperate is your horizon shrinks to that day and those hours that you're living in.
And that space that you're occupying.
Yeah. Where am I going to get something to eat today? What's it going to be? What am I going to do this afternoon when I have nothing to do? Where am I going to sit? Who am I going to talk to? Where am I going to sleep tonight? What place in this city can I find that I can hide in and sleep? your horizon shrinks down to that. So you stop, and what happens also is you stop worrying about, oh, is this good for my career? Because you don't have a career. You don't stop worrying about things like, oh, you know, my car isn't quite nice enough, because you don't have a car. You stop worrying about things other than things that immediately impact your body.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.